With the holiday season just around the corner, many of us will have homes filled with families and friends, parties, open houses, and social visits occupying much of our calendars during these colder months. We start this season with Halloween later this month, then Thanksgiving gatherings, and nearly every weekend in December can be filled with holiday parties. We conclude the season with New Year's festivities and Super Bowl shindigs. With all that entertaining, many of us find ourselves cooking more and looking for foods that can hold up in buffet lines and have staying power during those come-and-go open houses. We all have our go-to favorites, like the crock pot full of meatballs, the cheese log, and the vegetable tray with the ubiquitous bowl of ranch dip nestled in the middle of it. Low-maintenance dishes are a must, unless you want to find a good excuse to stay in the kitchen and keep away from Uncle Ned. Now, there are lots of good fix-it-and-forget-it choices, but one of my favorites is a pumpkin flatbread with caramelized onions, gorgonzola, and crispy sage. Now, I realize that this is one of those pretentious recipe titles that sounds more like a grocery list than an actual food, but I just couldn't come up with a better name. Now, if you haven't noticed, flatbreads are all the rage right now. Truth be told, a flatbread is really a pizza. But calling it a flatbread gets you away from the visions of tomato sauce and mozzarella. Regardless of what you want to call it, this is a recipe for some good stuff. It's a savory take on pumpkin, which is incorporated into the dough, and it's not only the pumpkin flavor that's great, but it also gives it a lovely light orange colored crust, and it looks beautiful on a fall buffet. The caramelized onions carry plenty of sweetness, and the gorgonzola adds a distinctive earthiness. Those crispy sage leaves, well, they just help bring it all together. The recipe for the dough is pretty straightforward. Yeast, flour, pumpkin puree, salt, olive oil, and water. A food processor does all the mixing and most of the kneading, and it needs to rise for about an hour. Now, the onions are caramelized in a saute pan, and the sage crisps up nicely when it all goes into a 470-degree oven for about 15 minutes. Now, of course, you can get the entire recipe on the website. This flatbread is great for a buffet or an open house because it's as good at room temperature as it is right out of the hot oven. You can cut into small pieces and put it on a platter and forget about it completely. When in non-party mode, pair it with a nice size salad for a surprisingly hearty meal. If you want to pair it with wine, you can go with either red or white. The gorgonzola lets you get away with a full-bodied red like a Cabernet, but you can't go wrong with an oaky Chardonnay to play up the pumpkin and the sage. So, whether you're opening your own home this upcoming holiday season or visiting the homes of others, this is a dish that is sure to be a hit.